the day that the Lord has made. Let us what? Rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for your goodness, your mercy, and grace. We ask that your hand be upon us today to continue to lead us and guide us in every way, oh God. We pray in this last hour, God, that you will stir our hearts, oh God. Search us, oh God. Search us, oh God. Search our hearts. Search our mind. Find anything displeasing in your sight, oh God. Take it out and straighten us, oh God. We want to be right. We want to be saved. We want to be whole. And we can only be whole in you in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over every demonic attack against our mind, body, and soul in this last hour that comes to kill, steal, and destroy our lives. But you said you came to give us life and that life more abundantly. We thank you, O God, for the word of God. The word of God is our strength. Oh God, the word of God will give us joy and peace in the midst of confusion and chaos. God, I pray to think through my mind, speak through my lips of clay. Help me in this last and evil day to make a difference where it counts in Jesus' name. I pray, and the devil still defeated. God is exalted. Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. I thank God this morning for you, you, and you. I thank God, you know, who's ahead of my life. I give honor to him. I thank him on today. I thank him every day that he allows me to see. I bless his holy and righteous name. As we see, we're getting down to the wire. Jesus soon to come. Every day there's confusion and chaos everywhere. Everything has been turned upside down. Jesus is on his way back. He's coming back for a ready church, without spot and wrinkles in our lives. Come on, ask the Lord to search you today. Find anything displeasing God. And I know we all got some things inside of us that's displeasing to him. But we wanted to take it out. Take it out, Lord. Straighten us. Strengthen us in this last hour. We plead the blood of Jesus against stuff that's in the atmosphere. You know, principalities and powers in the air. Oh, God, we plead the blood of Jesus today over you, over your mind. Oh, God, he said he will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. We keep our mind stayed on him. He'll keep us in perfect peace. He's the only place you're going to get peace. The safest place in the whole wide world is to be in God's will, and his will is his word. In this last hour, we see that so much going on from day to day. I mean, violence filling the land. Every time you turn around, something is going on. And every time you turn around, death is all around us. You know, killing, stealing, and destroying people's lives. Oh, the devil know he's running out of time. And he's trying to kill, steal, and destroy your life. Don't let him do it. When you know somebody coming to kill you, to steal from you, and to destroy your life, the thief won't come upon you when you prepare. You know, so we here at Ready Church want to tell you, seek the Lord. Seek the Lord like never before. Call on him. Keep a praise in your heart. Keep a praise in your mouth. Bless the Lord at all time, good time, bad time, all time. Bless his holy name. Things you don't understand, just bless God through it. And he'll bring you through it. He'll bring you out of it, whatever the enemy's trying to do. But we know that he know he's running out of time every day. Every day. He give us new mercy and new grace every day. When he spared your life, he allow you to wake up one more day and start you on your way. You didn't start yourself. There wasn't that alarm clock that got you up. It was Christ. It was Jesus that got you up, shook you and said, get on up. He kept the breath flowing out of your body, you know. He kept the breath, in your body on today, because without the breath of life is death. I mean, without the blood of Jesus, without the blood, it's death. And I'm telling you, it's all around about us, y'all. Families are being destroyed and taken away. That's what the enemy wants to do. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to destroy your family. He wants to destroy your husband and your wife. He wants to destroy everything because he know he's bound for hell. And he know there's no second chance for him, but there's a chance for you. And he wants to kill, steal, and destroy your life at any cost. Don't let him do it. Don't let him do it. Don't let him do it. How you don't let him do it is stand on God's word. Stand on his promises today. If you need healing in your body, if you need healing in your mind, spiritually, you know, if the devil's talking to your mind, telling you to commit suicide or there is no way out and just kill yourself. And the Bible said, thou shalt not kill. God don't want you to kill yourself. It's the enemy wants you to destroy you. He wants to get rid of you. He wants to annihilate you. He just wants to get rid of you. But don't let him do it. Get in the Word of God. Run to the Word of God. The safest place in the whole wide world is to be in the Word of God. That's His will. His will is His Word. There's life in the Word. There's deliverance in the Word. There's peace in the Word. There's joy in the Word. You can't find no peace and no joy nowhere else but in God's Word. You may say, well, I'm going to take this drink and I'll be out of it for a few minutes. Or I'll take these drugs and, you know, I'll be out for a few minutes. Or I'm going to smoke these, you know, this joint and I'm going to, you know, you may say all that. But that's just a temporary fix, honey. Oh, yeah, the enemy is constantly talking. He want those that he don't have, he wants you back. And those that he got, he want to keep you. Don't let him do it. Don't let him do it. We're here at the Ready Church wanting to make a difference in your life. If you will let us through the Word of God, I can't do nothing. But I can point you to the one that can. God can fix anything. He can save anybody. I don't care what you've done, where you've been. You say, well, you just don't know what I've done, Ready Church. You just don't know. You know the evil that I've done, and you know, and the and things I've done in secret that nobody knows. You know, He couldn't forgive me. Yes, God will forgive you. See, you were born in sin. We all was born in sin until we get born again. That's where the transformation comes in your life, and God will change your life when you invite Him in your heart on today. Try Jesus. You tried everything else. Yeah, like I said, you might try to drink and try to smoke and, you know, try to medicate it away and try to sex it away. I mean, people use all kinds of excuses, you know. Oh, just maybe 5 minutes or 10 minutes with this man, you know, my life gonna change. No, honey. Oh, no. Oh, no, only Jesus. Only Jesus can fix it for you. Nobody else can fix it. No man, no woman. You say, well, if I can get this girl or I can get this man, you know, in my life, you know, everything going to be fine. Oh, no, honey. Without Jesus, No, you need Christ in your life. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I tell you, it's just so much going on, like I said. Chaos, confusion, wars and rumors of wars, you know, it's just so much going on every day. It's an upside down world. Right is wrong and wrong is right. Good is evil, evil is good. Bitter sweet and sweet is bitter. Oh, no. This nation have forsaken and forgotten God. I mean, there's so much going on around us. Witchcraft everywhere, spells everywhere, people casting spells, people going to the psychic and, you know, asking them where, what's going to happen to me today and what's in store for me. The Word of God is the safest place you can go. The Word of God warns us not to do these things. Don't get involved in witchcraft and occult practices and, you know, and astrology and all that stuff. He told us don't do it. You better read your Bible in Leviticus. Pick up your Word. The safest place you can be is in the Word of God. It will save your life. It will save your soul from destruction. Hell is real. Heaven is real. And which one do you want to go? It's your choice. Choose heaven over hell. I'd rather have Jesus than anything. You may say, well, your children, you love your children, you love your husband, you love your wife, but you can't love nothing better than you love Christ. Oh, yes. You're going to depart. One day, you're going to depart from all these things you say you love. And who can stop you? I don't care how much money you got. You can't buy your way out of death. It's appointed unto man once to die. And then judgment, y'all. Judgment. So don't let the devil fool you to tell you that after this is over. That's what he wants to do. To trick you and fool you so you can go to hell with him. And the Bible says in Isaiah that hell has enlarged itself. Why? Made room for everybody that wants to go, that don't want to accept Christ in your life and don't want to obey his word. Hell wasn't meant for you, but it will be if you don't accept Christ in your life. And the devil knows that. That's why He's keeping chaos and confusion. He's trying to make, you know, war against, you know, family members. And, oh, that's his job. He loves to destroy. Oh, he's sitting back laughing. Oh, I got them. Oh, I got them. They doing what I want them to do. Oh, I got them. They don't know what the outcome going to be is hell. Oh, my God. We here at Ready Church just want to make a difference. I just want to make a difference in somebody's life. Every day. Every day he give us new births, y'all. Yesterday is gone and tomorrow may never come, but today. Today, why the blood run a woman in your vein? Why still closing your right mind? Oh, yeah, seek ye the Lord while he may be found, while you can reach him. Call upon him while he's near. Oh, yes, you can call him. Yeah, anytime, and he'll answer. He won't do you like some of your so-called friends. You call them, they see your number on the, I ain't answering. But he will answer. He will hear you and answer. But, oh, my God, we're living in an evil day, y'all. Evil time. We're going to talk about anger today. Anger. Oh, my God. So many people walking around with anger and bitterness and unforgiveness. Oh, my God. It will destroy you. The devil knows it will destroy you. I'm going to calm down here because I get upset when I see what the enemy is doing. Talked to one of my friends this morning. He was telling me about one of his children. And stuff is so disturbing, you know, getting involved with the psychics and stuff. And he said, got it on speed dial. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You need to call on Jesus because he made you and the psychic. He know you better than the psychic do. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Don't dabble. It's a dangerous thing. The enemy is opening you up even more for more demonic spirits. You know, he'll have you running. He'll make you kill yourself. That's what he wants to do, kill you. He wants to destroy you. Don't let him do it. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Repent, and get it right. The devil ain't telling you that the more you get deeper and deeper, you get more dark and darkness and more darkness. You know, you get deeper and deeper in sin. Oh, yes, deeper and deeper. And that's what he wants. Don't let him do it. Like I said, this morning we'll talk about anger. Anger. A lot of people walk around with anger and bitterness, and they bring hatred. You don't want to hate anybody. You shouldn't want to hate anybody. That's a terrible feeling to hate people. Or thinking somebody hates you. Oh, my God. It's the opposite of love. Hate is the opposite of love. And you can only get the true love, what you're looking for, what you're searching for, is in Christ alone. It's not in a man. It's not in a woman. It's in Christ alone. And he'll teach you how to love. You'll love him, and he'll teach you how to love your wife and love your husband. When you get the true love of God, the agape love of God, true love. Oh, yes, only in Christ Jesus, y'all. As I said, let me slow it down. Proverbs 15:1 says, a soft answer turneth away wrath. Anger turns away, you know, a soft answer. Sometimes it's what we say and how we say it. Come on, y'all. Be careful with your tongue. The Bible said life and death is in the power of your tongue. Do you know, it's been more wars started with your tongue than physical wars. I mean, oh my God. Oh, my God, the power of anger and bitterness will destroy you. But we're talking about anger, a soft answer. Let's go to the Word of God. Because, see, like I said, that's what the answer is. Every problem you have or you think you have, the answer is in Christ Jesus. It's in the Word. And the devil don't want you to read the Word. He wants you to listen to other folks and not read your Word and just take them at face value, whatever they say, and these preachers, all these false prophets, like Mike Todd and all these false prophets, just speaking things from their head and not from the Word of God. Y'all better stop following these people. You better get in the word of God. Get along with God for yourself. The devil's plan for keeping. Now, he know he's running out of time. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 12. He's running out of time, but you don't know he's running out of time. That's why everything happening so quick now. Every day. Things happening really quick. Fast. Because the enemy knows he's running out of time and Jesus is soon to come. And the Antichrist is getting ready to come on the scene. Everything's getting prepared for the Antichrist with this new world system, new world order. Everything is changing. Even on your job, they got new systems and stuff that they're using. You know, everything getting set up to be under one world system. Everything's coming together where, you know, things were separated. Everything's coming together. Oh, yeah, you know, like Hindu gods and Kabbalah and Muhammad and the Seventh-day Adventists and the Jehovah Witness, everybody coming together up under that same umbrella, snake worshipers, and oh, my God, yeah, everything under that same umbrella, one world system. Everything come up under one system. That's what the Antichrist want. Antichrist means to be against Christ. That's why Christian, living as a Christian, for real, the enemy gets so upset and so angry when at the Christian, at the believers, because he hates anybody that love God, anybody that call on the name of Jesus. Satan hates you. He don't love you. God loves you. He cares for you. And he sent his only begotten son just for you and I to restore us back. Where Adam and Eve fell, God sent his son to restore us back, to connect us back to God by obedience, y'all. Obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. We got to obey God's word. His word is for all of us. He said, what I say to one, I say to all. So what he's saying to me, he's saying to you. You got to live right. I got to live right. Righteous living, y'all. He telling us no liars, and no fornicators, and no adulterers, and none of these shall see the kingdom of heaven. So we're not to do any of those things. We're to be married to Christ. Be dedicated to Christ. You're supposed to be dedicated to your husband, dedicated to your wife, to them only, not three and four other people coming into your relationship. It's a personal relationship with God, one-on-one with God, obeying him. You and your husband and wife should be one. Not you do what you want to do and she do what she want to do and, you know, everybody just do what they want to do. No, you are to be one. He gave Adam Eve to be his helpmeet. The two become one. They two individual persons, but they become one under the body of Christ. Oh, my God. Anger. We're going to talk about anger. I'm telling you, I'm just all over the place because I see where the enemy is working. He don't like me and I can't stand him either. And that's what it should be. You should hate what God hate and love what God loves. God loves the sinner and he hates the sin. And we here at the Radio Church want to try to help you. Come out of sin. Repent. Or we all shall likewise perish. Come on, y'all. Seek the Lord where it may be found. Well, anyway, a soft answer turneth away wrath. I mean, turns away anger. Be careful how you talk, how you speak. It's power in your tongue, as I said. A lot of wars, a lot of fights start behind your tongue. And the devil loves that. To destroy. To divide. You know how they say, what they're saying, this new world order. Talking about something and conquer. What is that? Destroy and conquer. Divide and conquer. Oh, my God. Divide, division, and conquer? No. Mm-mm. No. Anyway, the word of God says, a soft answer turneth away wrath, But grievous words, grievous words, hurtful words, disrespectful words. What it does, it destroys, it stirs up anger in a person. Lord help us. Lord help us. Ask God to search you. It's a personal journey. Everybody need to be one-on-one with Christ. Lord, forgive me. Lord, save me. Lord, deliver me. Lord, keep me. Personal. It's a personal journey for all of us, y'all. We all got to leave here. It's a personal journey. Nobody can stop you. Your mama can't help you. Your daddy can't help you. Sister, brother, nobody can help you but God. And a lot of things are showing itself. I mean, my friend was telling me, went to the doctor and said, the doctor, doctor got him in and out so quick. And then he forgot what he went in there, what he went in there to tell the doctor. See, everything is happening so quick. But I told him, I said, you know what? You got to trust God. That's why. You can't depend on man. You tell him all your problems. And I got this problem and that problem. And can you tell me why this and why that? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We're going to be seeking the Lord like never before. You're going to be calling on him because he's near. You can't reach the doctor. Sometimes you make an appointment, they give you what? You hurting now. And they tell you, we can't squeeze you in until November. And here it is, what? March. And they're going to give you up. Oh, my God. You better trust God. Everything is getting down to the wire. You better believe God. Don't put your trust in man. The heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it but God? Somebody says, just say what's in your heart. No, honey. Nothing good. Nothing good. The Bible says in James 1, that was Proverbs 15:1, if you want to read it. Go back over that. I pray that you go back over these scriptures and seek the Lord and pray and meditate and let him talk to you and you talk to God. And ain't no certain way you can talk. You got to talk to God. You can talk to him just like you're talking to me. He knows you. He just want to hear your voice. Crying out to him. Humbling yourself before Almighty God, the one that made you. He made you for himself. To glorify him, to worship him. That's what we were made, to glorify God. Not to do what you want to do, or when you want to do it, and how you want to do it, but to do it God's way. God's way is the best way, y'all. Ain't you seen? You know, sometimes you do things and you be like, man, I know I shouldn't have did it this way. I should have just did it the right way. Well, God's way is the right way. God's way is the best way, y'all. Sometimes we think we in control of things. We don't pray about nothing. Just do it. You know, just do it. Oh, my God. James 1:19 says, wherefore, my brethren, my beloved brethren, my beloved brethren, let every man be what? Swift to hear. Be quick to hear, y'all. Come on. Pay attention. Quick to hear. Slow to what? Speak. Slow to speak. That means think about before you open your mouth. Think about it. Be slow to speak and slow to wrath. Mm-hmm. Mean to be slow to get upset. Mm-hmm. Or to do something wrong. Be slow to it, but quick, swift to hear. Pay attention. And slow to speak. Say, Lord, help keep my tongue, Lord. Help keep my tongue. He will. I've had to keep my tongue so many times. I'm telling you, nobody but him. He the one kept my tongue. He the one keeping me. Sometimes things hit you so hard and, you know, and it try to upset you so bad, but you just got to calm yourself down and just meditate and just pray. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Help me to make it through this, Lord. You know, because your thoughts be all over everywhere. Like, well, where did I go wrong? What did I do? And sometimes you ain't done nothing. But it's the enemy sending stuff in the airway, principalities and powers in the air. You know, that's what he uses. The airway, the cell phone. Somebody send you a message through the cell phone, or they send you a voicemail, or they send you a text message. Or, you know, these are principalities and powers in the air. or say something over the airway or say something on the TV. These are atmospheric spirits, y'all. That's how the devil get to you, by things you hear and things, you know, that people say to you. But don't do it. Don't do it. Don't listen to the devil. Calm down and pray. Just keep your mouth. Keep your mouth. He that keepeth his tongue keepeth his life. That's power. There's life and death is in the power of your tongue. So that's what that is saying. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. Keep your tongue. Keep your life. See, the devil wants you to react and do something crazy. Say something crazy. Do, you know, or react to something crazy. Respond in a negative way. Or do something you'll be sorry for later. You know? That's how the enemy is. My grandson came and busted in the door. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. And the Bible says in Colossians 3:8, put off all these anger. It said, look, put it off. I mean, get it off. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy. And we hear a lot of people blaspheming against the Holy Ghost and against God and making up jokes and just no regard, no respect for God's word or God or the things of God or the people of God. Blaspheming and cursing. All filthy communication out of your mouth. Cursing. And these preachers cussing and saying, you know, it's okay. The devil is a liar. He's using all these false prophets in the church to take you away from the truth. False prophet. The Bible says in the last day there shall be many false prophets. And that's what you're saying today. A lot of these leaders are false prophets. These preachers, you know, got dreads in their heads and just false prophet. Holes in the jeans and just looking any kind of way. Look like people from the street. But you'll go to a banquet and you'll fix up and dress up and come to God's house looking any kind of way. Yeah, you know this was not like it was 20, 30, and 40 years ago. The devil has crept in. The Bible saying judgment must begin in the house of God. Yeah, judgment has begun. And Ichabod is over the doorpost of the house, which means the Spirit of the Lord has departed. It's gone. It's gone. And everything going on. Witchcraft in the house of God. Wizards and witches in the house of God. Speaking spells over y'all. Oh, my God, my God. My God, my God. That was Colossians 3:8. Colossians 3:13 says, forbearing one another and forgiving. Where is that at? Ain't nobody forbearing nothing and forgiving. Forgiving one another. Forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgive us, also do ye. Me and you. We to forgive and live. And the devil don't want you to forgive and live. He wants to destroy your life. He wants to keep chaos going. Confusion. Let's see what Jesus says in Matthew 5:22. Yes, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Get along with God. He will talk to you. He will walk with you and talk to you and carry you through. There's nothing too hard for God. Absolutely nothing. I don't care what it is. Take it to God in prayer. Take it to God. Nothing. You say, well, I just don't see no way out. Jesus is our only hope, y'all. Your only hope. Matthew 5:22. It says, but I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of counsel. But whosoever shall say, thy fool shall be in danger of hell's fire. The word And God said, hell's fire. It's fire in hell, y'all. It's telling you plain and simple. Hell, there's fire there. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Judgment. Judgment. That's judgment. Fire. Judgment. It was fire in last day. Fire. And brimstone. Fire. Oh, my God. And then Noah's day. Flood. Was that not judgment, y'all? People were washed away. And y'all just say, God is a God of love. He's a God of judgment, too. Judgment came. Noah was trying to preach for 120 years. That's a long time to be preaching this to people. 120 years. They were living longer back then than now. 120 years, he preached the same message. Why is T.D. Jakes and them saying now that God's doing saying something new? You know, out with the old, in with the new. There are many ways to God. And now when the Bible said Jesus is the only way. We can't change it. And Cotton Pearson saying that, you know, he could no longer preach about hell because he couldn't imagine a loving God sending you to hell. Oh, my God. So he changed the doctrine and bring in inclusion and get rid of hell. Did he have rights to do that? He's not hell. We got to be careful. It's a dangerous thing. It's a dangerous thing to play with God. Oh, my God, and not obey him. Judgment came and the flood came and washed those people away. Children, animals, and washed them away. And I used to say, well, Lord, I mean, he destroyed the children too. But look at the children today. They just as corrupt as the parents. Everything was defiled. That's why he had to cleanse it up. Had to get rid of it and cleanse the earth again. Because everything was defiled. You got even little kids. You look on Facebook and all that. You see them little kids. They twerking and doing some of everything and cussing. And oh my God. Corrupt. I heard one teacher was talking about how her students is, you know, just so unruly. And oh my God. Kids doing in and everything in school today. They perverted too. Doing things to one another. Oh my God. Jesus soon to come, y'all. Y'all don't see the sign? As in the days of Noah, as in the days of Lot, so shall it be in our day. Do you not see it? It's the same thing in Sodom and Gomorrah right now. Those cities and all the other cities that was around it was destroyed. Oh, my God. Proverbs 14 and 17 says, he that is soon anger dealeth foolishly. You make mistakes. You know, when you're angry, you do a lot of foolish things. Say a lot of foolish things. Do a lot of foolish things when you're angry. Be careful. Anger lies in the bosom of a fool. Come on. Oh, my God. Proverbs 14 and 29 says, he that is slow to wrath is has great understanding. When you're slow to wrath, when you don't quickly respond, when you don't quickly react to what the enemy be trying to do. That's great understanding, the Bible says. But he that is haste of spirit, mean quick, hot-headed, exalted folly, mean foolish, do things foolish. You respond foolishly. The Bible says in Proverbs 16 and 32, he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty and he that ruleth his spirit. But why? Because he take self-control. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty and he that ruleth his spirit. Than he that taketh a city. That has taken a city. Why? Because of self-control. Come on, y'all. Let's get some self-control here. Tell the devil he's a liar. You will not destroy me and you will not destroy my family. Oh, you got to take authority. You got to speak with authority over the devil. Oh, my God. Proverbs 29 and 22 says, men hear a reminder for you. An angry man stirs up strife, and a furious man aboundeth in transgression. Trouble. Oh, my God. Psalms 30 and 5. Let me see. I wrote so fast here. Let me see. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you for your word. Proverbs. Let's see. What is it? Proverbs. Let's go back. Proverbs 16. Oh, thank you, God, for your word. Thank you for your word. It's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, Lord. I thank you. Oh, yes. When you want to do wrong, the word of God would build you up and strengthen you. Do the right thing. Say the right thing. 16 and 32. I said 16 and 32. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. And he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. Yeah. Self-control. Use the self-control. It's better for you. Self-control. He wouldn't have told us self-control if we couldn't control ourselves. That's what self-control is. Control yourself. You can do it. You can do all things through Christ to strengthen you. I just don't think I can take it. Yes, you can. You can take it. You can. Because God said you can. And if he said you can do it, you can do it. Because he made you. He know what you can do and what you can't. Proverbs 29 and 22 says, an angry man stirreth up strife, and a furious man abound in transgression. Trouble. Stirs up, you know, a man stirring up strife, trouble. Oh, my God. That's what the enemy wants to do. God is not the author of confusion. He's not the author he's the author of peace, not confusion. The devil is the author of confusion. God is the author of peace. He wants to have peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God. So where you see strife and anger and all that stuff coming up, it's not from God. It's the enemy. It's the enemy. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Send him on his way. Tell the devil, I'm not receiving you today. I'm not receiving nothing. Today, tomorrow, no time. I'm not receiving nothing from you, Satan. I don't want nothing from you. Give him his mess back. You know, like the mailman. You know? Wrong address. I'm not receiving that. Kick it on down the road somewhere in the name of Jesus. Like I said, I'm not a pastor, not a preacher, but I do love the word of God. And I search the scripture to see whether it be of God. And what people saying to me, is it from God's word? Oh, that's what we got to do. Search the scripture. See what God has to say to you. Let's see. Psalms 30. And 5 says, for his anger endureth for a moment. If you don't receive it, anger endureth for a moment in his favor of life. Weeping may endure for a night, but what? Joy comes in the morning. Come on now. Oh, yes, joy comes in the morning. I ain't received what the devil trying to send to me, and I still got my joy. The world ain't giving, and the world can't take it away. It can't take it away. The joy that the Lord give you, it's not like happiness, like temporary happiness. Oh, I got a new car. You happy about the car until you had to make no payment. And you happy about, oh, I'm just so happy you came over to see me. You know, all this stuff. You know, and then next minute, I'm glad they're gone. Happy to see them, happy to go. You know, what happened? Want no joy in that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So how do we control your anger? How do we control our anger, y'all? Kick the habit. Just kick the habit. Get rid of it. Now. Stop. Says stop right here. Get rid of anger right now. I'm not receiving you. That's how. Psalms 37 and verse 8. Lord, I thank you for your word. When the enemy comes like a flood, God said, I'll raise up a standard against the hands of the enemy on today. And I thank him for raising up a standard in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Only way I'd be able to stand, I can stand on him. Psalms 37. And verse 8, let me see. It said what? Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Come on, y'all. That's how. You just stop. It says cease. Cease from anger. Stop. That's what cease means, stop. Forsake means to turn away. I'm not going to receive it. I'm going to turn away from this thing. I'm not, ain't going to stay in my heart. Ain't going to stay on my mind. I'm pressing on all I know. I'm pressing on. Yeah, pressing on. Trying to make heaven my home. And trying to take people with me. See, the devil wants to take you to hell with him. See, everybody wants to take somebody somewhere. Good or bad. He won't take you with him or take you with them. He said, fret thyself not because of the wise to do evil. I mean, you know this, for nothing. Just to do something to somebody. Just to, you know, hurt somebody. For nothing. Oh, my God. Ephesians 4. Let's go to Ephesians 4. We're talking about anger today. I pray that you'll take these scriptures and go back over them. When the devil starts talking to you and trying to bring anger in your heart and your head and mind, you tell that devil, he got to go. I'm not receiving it. I'm not receiving it. That mail is for somebody else. It ain't for me. Ephesians 4 and verse 30. Let me see. Verse 31. Yeah, 31 and 32. It said, let all bitterness, come on, listen clearly. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and every evil speaking be what? Put away from you with all malice, and be what? Kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Wow, that is so powerful. That is so powerful. Yes, it is. That's a good word right there. I mean, it's a shame sometimes your own family members, sometimes, you know, strangers, they'll forgive a stranger. Somebody don't even know them, haven't been in their house and haven't lived with them and just don't even really know them. They'll forgive them when they do something. But when it's your own blood, and you know, they used to say blood is thicker than water, but we know that ain't even true. Because look what Cain did to Abel. He was his blood and he killed him. First murder in the Bible. So ain't no blood thicker than water. Not with them, but we talking about the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? That blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. His blood is different from any other blood. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Whole where? I can only be whole in Jesus. In his word. That's what makes me whole. His word is perfect. And it makes me whole. When I receive his word, I can cast off all this other stuff that the enemy be trying to send my way. I won't receive it. I stay under the blood.
My aunt used to sing a song, I'ma stay up under the blood. Stay in under the blood of Jesus. That's what you better do. You better stay under the blood. You come out from under the blood. Oh, my God. Ain't no telling what the enemy got for you. But you stay under the blood of Jesus. Not under any blood, but under the blood of Jesus. The blood that cleanses you from all unrighteousness. The blood of Jesus that makes you whole. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Say it reaches to the highest mountain and it flows through the lowest valley. It's the blood that gives me strength from day to day. And the Bible say it will never lose its power. Will never lose its power. I'm going to stay under the blood. Oh, yes. Thank you, God, for your word. Ephesians 4 and 26. Ephesians 4 and 26 says, I pray I'm helping somebody. It's helping me if it ain't helping you. It says, and that ye put on the new man. See, when Christ come in your life, see, we were born in sin. And then we get born again, we invite Christ in our hearts and our lives. He changes us. You know, I used to drink, used to smoke. I couldn't stop those things on my own. I didn't take no 12 steps, you know, and all that. I just took one step to Jesus. And he cleansed me. And he's made me whole. And what he done for me, he'll do for you. If you just trust and believe him. Have faith in God. You can't have faith in nothing, you know, and expect to get some results. You got to have faith. Man going to have faith in something. Even that chair you sitting in right now, if you sitting in one, you got to believe that it's going to hold you up or you won't sit in it. If you didn't believe that chair was going to hold you up, you wouldn't sit in it. So you're going to believe in something, but believe in God. Trust God. Trust God. Keep your trust in the right place, not in man. People, they just so trust with these pastors and leaders and, you know, oh, they do no wrong. They the great Jason. They the great this and they the great that. But God is the only one that's great and greatly to be praised. Not no man on earth that God made all of us the same. He made us all from the dust of the earth. Where you going to return until he to that judgment day. He going to bring it back together. He said even the sea going to give up the dead. Oh, everything going to come back together. Oh, yes. And going to give an account. He said everybody going to stand before him and bow. Every knee going to bow. And every tongue going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God. You're going to confess now or you're going to confess later. You're going to have a confession session one day. So you either have it now, you have it later, but you will confess because the word of God said every knee going to bow and every tongue going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You may say Buddha is Lord and Muhammad is Lord and Hare Krishna is Lord and, you know, all these Hindu gods and all this stuff, you know, snake worshipers, oh, you know, and all these things, but you're going to say Jesus Christ. Is King of Kings and Lord of Lords one day. Oh, yes. Because the Bible says so. I'm standing on his word. The Bible says, and it says in the 24th verse, and that ye put on, come on, y'all. He said, put on a new man. Come on, get rid of the old man, the old things you used to do and the things you were born with, you know. One thing for sure, we all were born in sin because, look, you don't never had to teach a child how to be bad. They come with that nature, that sin nature, to do bad, to do wrong. But you have to teach them to be good. We have to teach people to be good. Oh, my God. So he said, look, put on. And that ye put on the new man. That's new man. You're inviting Christ in your heart. You're inviting Jesus in. Where you didn't have him in your heart. You didn't have him in your life. You're inviting the new man, which is Jesus. Which after God is created in righteousness. And doing the right thing, y'all. When the new man come in, you're going to do right. I couldn't do right. I couldn't stop drinking. I couldn't stop cussing. I couldn't stop smoking. I couldn't stop doing anything that I was doing that was bad. Until I let the new man in. His name is Jesus. And true
True holiness. That's what it says. It said, wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, we are members one to another, of another. I thank God for his word. This is the best advice anybody could give us, is God's word. It never grows. Get rid of anger today, y'all. Get rid of it. So I'm not going to be angry. The Bible says, be angry and sin not. Get rid of the anger as soon as it comes. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Don't go to bed angry. Don't get upset. And because you don't know if you're going to wake up. You know? You don't know if you're going to have a chance to repent. Repent today, y'all. Say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, deliver me from this anger. Lord, I heard your word today. And you know, and I know it's displeasing to you. And I want to repent. You know, I don't want to be angry. I want to trust your word. I receive your word. I want to live in your word, and your word live inside of me. Take your word in my heart and live inside of me on today, God. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me, Lord. Oh, it's a personal journey. We just thank him on today. Lord, we pray that you continue just to minister to us like only you can do. Oh, God, I pray in the name of Jesus, you save, set free, and deliver on today. Everyone that need to invite you in their lives, oh God, I pray that they will open up their hearts and receive you on today, and that you will minister to them in a special way. Cleanse us, God. We pray for the sin-sick nation, America, oh God. We pray that they will repent, turn from their wicked ways, and turn to you, oh God, before time is too late, and you will forgive us of our sin and heal this land. We just thank you, oh God. Thank you for all my children, my grandchildren, great-grandchildren, brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, relatives, our friends on today, and even our enemies. We pray for those that hate us without a cause. We pray, oh God, that you'll minister to all of our hearts about the spirit of anger. Oh God, that we will let it go on today. And we plead the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for your word, because everything else is going down but your word, in Jesus' name. We pray, and the devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present in the earth today. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes. God bless you. Ready, church. Be ready.
You never left my side, no matter what the situation, you were right there. So I'll keep loving you, and I will stay here true to you. You are my end. When I was down and lonely, you picked me up and carried me. You always seem to get here right on time. And when I feel all hope is gone, to pull me out of what I'm in, regardless if I'm loving you or not. to me is undeserved, but you choose to give it to me anyway. So I will give anything and everything. You are my life. Every day I will give anything and anything to you. You are.